It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I do not like pregnant women in my workspace. They're always complaining. Need to know the fastest way to the hospital.
Mike O'Mara. Welcome back to the show. Here's our number, 877-365-3636. You can get on the line and get on the air about anything you'd like to talk about. Let's get right to the phones. Give away another pair of RIP passes to the first annual Boobash. Jeff, how are you?
Good, thank you. How you doing?
Jeff, where are you calling from?
From Old Town Alexandria.
Old Town Alexandria, RIP passes for you. Get you right into the party. You don't wait in line. You'll have eternal access to the RIP room, food and beverages to die for. And you'll receive a commemorative first annual Boobash bag of tricks. All kinds of goodies inside for you. We will see you and a special friend at the first annual Boobash. What are you going to be dressed as, Jeff?
I'm actually one of Chad Fugerton's favorite characters.
Yes.
I'm doing as... Mugatu from Zoolander.
Okay, all right.
Oh, good. So,
very, the Zoolander.
Googly.
You googly.
Googly.
All right, very good. Jeff, look forward to seeing you there.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot. I am getting
Zoolander. Googly.
You googly.
Googly.
All right, very good. Jeff, look forward to seeing you there.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot. I am getting psyched for the Boobash. It's
going
to be a lot
of
fun. One of the things when we got political, and incidentally, for the people that bitch, listen, we say a lot of stuff on this show, you know, about why we like the guys that we like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think every now and then, really, the only way you get any kind of meeting of the minds is to understand anybody. And yeah,
that's
it
right.
Pisses people off when you hear the person telling you why they are in love with the person you think is the, you know, the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, listen, I'm listening. To what a lot of people
sure,
are saying.
You
when
are.
When you hear these candidates, and they might be giving lip service about, you know, divide and conquer, and we should unify as a country, I'm listening to it because I'm tired of it, too, and I think it's a bunch of crap. And it happens on radio shows more than anywhere in the United States. It happens on radio shows, whether it's Air America on the left or it's Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity on the right.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is there is, you know, there's this constant brainwashing of my way is the only way.
Right.
And it's ridiculous because I got news for you. There are two sides to every story. And the fact is, yes, I make it very clear, and I've done it from the time we started talking about this, who I'm going to vote for and who I like. And you know what? The day of the election, I'll probably tell you why. And I'll make I'll give a very brief explanation as why I did.
But unless you changed your mind,
unless I'm undecided, I'm on the fence.
Exactly.
But you know that's the whole point of it. I want to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I what I got from those people, they think she's down to earth, and she's not pretentious,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of what I took from it right there.
Right.
And that's fine. I'm all about that. This country has got to figure out a way for us to pull ourselves out of the S storm that we're in right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is to really talk to other people. There's so much of the, you know, back and forth.
But I love the fact that people from both leanings call and listen to this show. That's very gratifying, don't you think?
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I absolutely mm-hmm. love that. And you know what? The first rule, really, is that, you know, the one thing I'm going to make fun of all the candidates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make fun of Sarah Palin winking at the camera, just like we're going to make fun of Joe Biden's hair plugs.
Or saying,
that's right.
Or George
Bush,
you know, it's like, you know, really, hey, okay, in the first 6 months, there will be a major nuclear attack on the United States. Shut up, Joe!
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Those darn vice presidents.
You know, maybe the reason I got a little introspective today and maybe the reason that I'm actually thinking about the big issues is because I had a meeting today with my life insurance agent.
Oh, how nice.
That sucks. Life insurance itself sucks.
You don't like an industry built on betting whether or not you're going to live another day?
It's horrible. Actuarial tables.
Exactly. I have some of those in my living room.
The actuarial tables say you're going to do this, you know, and they go through the whole thing.
Did you invite the agent over just in time to see your trainer so he knows you're trying and rates go down?
And incidentally, I want to talk about that too because I am trying, but I'm not trying when it comes to food. I'm eating and I'm working out.
You'll
all right,
food.
Which is a net no gain, no loss.
Working
well, you know what?
If you're
staying level, that's good.
I am staying level. I haven't gained, but I'm also
you're strong like bull.
I'm also eating. I swear to God, I don't know
it's
what's
okay.
wrong. No, it's the time of year. Don't you find that this time of year, when it first starts to get cold, that we're a lot like aren't we like squirrels and bears? Don't we want to, like, stock up?
Yes.
Don't we want to eat?
I think that's normal. Yes.
I really feel like I need to eat this time of year because it's going to be a long winter where I won't be able to find my berries.
I feel that way all the time and no more this time of year. I don't feel that anymore. I don't feel like that this is a time to eat more.
Really?
It's been the same for me all along, which is not to say it isn't a struggle.
Right.
I mean, there are times when I go to bed at 9:15 because I know if I stay up, I'm going to eat.
When you were eating, well, you still eat occasionally. You'll allow yourself a month. But when you were eating all the time, when you were eating like having, and Rob's diet, you know, I used to bust his balls about it, even though I was a fat guy. You know, you had a very questionable diet. You know, you
were eating like, that's giving it all the best of it.
In the end of the warm weather, when the winter weather would come along, wouldn't you want to eat a little bit more?
Not really.
I always have.
I eat all year round.
Not even in past years when the onset of fall and winter didn't increase your appetite?
I don't think
it does me. Yeah.
I
when it gets
so.
Colder, sure.
I want to eat more and I want to drink more. When it gets colder. Yes. Well, maybe not that drink.
I want to eat more and drink more every time there's a climate change of any sort.
Stays the same.
I want to eat more, I want to drink more, and I want to gamble more.
Gamble?
When it gets cold.
And smoke?
I want to hoard. No, smoking is out of the equation.
Good for you, Mike.
Smoking is out of the equation based on the fact that what they told me today, that they have, and I love it when insurance people say, we have some new products.
Yeah. Yes.
New products.
You like know, what? Like, hand lotion?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yes. But no, it's the new like systems that they have and all that crap. And so I've got to, I have to have the guy come to my house and, you know, squeeze the berries and then take my blood. And that's
I
it.
Like when they come to your house.
And now apparently they
can
have.
Can he come to my house?
You know how like if you're the whole insurance, are you a smoker? Yes, no. A lot of people play that game.
Well, you know.
The fact is now I gotta be clean. It's just like a drug test.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be clean of nicotine, and I'm done. And I'm not going to go back to it either.
How long do you have to abstain before the test to come
3 weeks.
Clean?
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
When's the test?
I don't know. I haven't scheduled it yet. But it is
about
it covers,
21 days from
it
now?
It covers the boobash.
Right.
It covers the boobash.
Okay. All right. Good luck to us all.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fun.
No, I really, look, you know me. That's the one thing I can conquer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't choose to, but I sometimes in the past, I've gone years.
Oh, I've seen it.
I've gone many, many years without that. It's gotten tougher and tougher. I think they put more stuff in those cigarettes.
They did increase the amount of nicotine after 9/11. Yes, they did.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
Jesus.
Yeah, insidious, aren't they?
How sinister.
I know.
Let's go to...
worked on me.
What's your name? Sacramento, California. Who's this?
Sean Connery.
It's Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. Or Beryl, as Joe likes to write. With his nicotine fingers.
I just wanted to come for you. Yeah, it's not just you. I thought it was just me, but I've got the insatiable appetite right now, too. I can't stop eating.
Daryl, I'm going to be honest right now, because I'm gonna leave myself up and do a lot of crap, but I'm going to tell everybody what I had for dinner last night.
Oh, good. Okay.
A pizza.
A pizza.
I had a pizza.
Well, only one.
A pizza.
Just one. That's one. Nice.
I haven't knocked back a pizza in a long, long, long time.
That's okay, Mr. Jorgensen.
I had a pizza.
One small pizza?
No. Shut up, Buzz. Don't make it worse than it is. Pizza? No, I had a pizza.
Okay.
A standard pizza time pizza
like
at my house last night.
Yeah. Is that like
the large looks like what a medium used to be.
Okay. That's true.
In fact, I was commenting.
Large is the new medium?
Look. The one that I got, it did not look like one of the super big large
ones. It's a frozen pizza. It's not like you call and they bring it pizza.
Let's say medium.
No, it was a takeout pizza.
It was?
Yeah, it was.
From where?
From Pizza Time.
What's that?
Mr. Pizza.
Ask for it by name.
Mr. Pizza Time.
Mr. Pizza Time.
Hey, Mr. Pizza Time. Well, look at that. We've got to get Buzz on.
Speaking of time.
We'll talk more about that. And the beer guy is coming. Look, I will continue to talk about my battle with food.
Beer guy.
It's not a battle.
What topic?
A battle is if I'm fighting something. I'm not fighting right now. I'm trying to work my ass off. What? I will tell you this morning, I worked my ass off in the gym.
That's important.
I worked my ass off in the gym.
What toppings on the
look
pizza?
At these. Look at these guns.
I know it.
Look at that,
He'll kick your ass.
Yeah. Hey there. Hey, it's a Grease Man Show.
You could pick up a big stack of pizzas with those muscles.
Daryl, thank you for the call.
Hey, no problem, Mike.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Let's get Buzz Burbank on, the man, the legend,
please,
with the first news of the day before I say what else I ate.
Barack Obama's campaign events. Well, now we're wondering.
Two regular McDonald's hamburgers and a McDonald's chicken sandwich for lunch yesterday.
Okay. Well, that was lunch. I wasn't with the pizza at dinner.
You were hungry because you just had the
pizza. This is before the show yesterday, and a McFlurry.
Oh,
Well,
that was it, though. That was it.
But you had to fast all morning because of the Novocaine, right?
Yeah, I didn't eat anything all night.
So there you go. Right.
I didn't have anything at all, but that was my total food intake
for
the day.
And winter is coming.
S-load of food.
What were the toppings on the pizza?
Nothing.
Cheese and tomato sauce.
Well, there you go. That's fine.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Fine.
Appreciate it. Thanks. I like when you support me on those, you know.
No, that's nothing. That's nothing. You know how many times I've eaten a pizza?
Really?
Oh, dozens of times.
I don't really remember ever, like, really being that hungry where I sat down and an entire, I mean, maybe over the course of an evening,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ate it like it was like dinner. It was dinner. It was gone. And all of a sudden, it was gone and I was sort of full and mm-hmm. I put it down.
I could write you a book on fat people behavior. There's nothing wrong with eating a pizza. But when you order a pizza and you're by yourself and you order a pizza and you say, and some of those breadsticks.
Oh, okay.
And maybe some wings. You know, that's when you're really fat. It's okay to eat ice cream, Mike. It's okay to eat cookies. But if you get out ice cream and cookies together, yeah, I don't want to sound like Jeff Foxworthy.
You're in trouble.
But you're in trouble when you start combining foods.
Thank you very much.
What you did is fine.
I appreciate it.
Everybody say it.
Say it.
I am fat,
but I've got muscles because I've been lifting weights.
Strong and bold.
Thank you.
Barack Obama's campaign events in Madison, Wisconsin, and Des Moines, Iowa have been canceled this week as he travels to Hawaii. The Democratic presidential candidate's 86-year-old grandmother is said to be seriously ill. She raised Obama after his mother died of ovarian cancer at the age of 52.
Man, you know, if he does go on to success and becomes president of the United States, that is a true tragedy if she's not going to be around to see that, because she was apparently the most formative person in his life. That's kind of a drag.
Apparently so. Details on these and other stories in your final buzz at 6:20
today. Oh, you can give us one more.
I hope to. I always do a little thing there.
Oh, that was, you were doing that at the beginning?
Yeah.
He confused me there, Rob.
Yeah, he's dazzling you.
Always promoting.
He's dazzling you.
I thought you were all done, you know?
No.
And you just started, and
exactly.
I was just totally confused.
Your ED is trying to kill you. British researchers have determined that sexual dysfunction is an early warning sign for either diabetes or heart attack.
Stop that man right now. Stop that man right now.
Bob Dole?
He's a communist. I just want to say he's a commie socialist, Pinko, and I don't think he should be doing that. He slept with William Ayers. I've got it on good authority.
What are you saying, Bob Dole?
My name's Bob Dole. Look at this. I've got two pens in my fist right now. By golly,
can
you better say
this?
And don't let this man read another story about ED.
Who are you?
I'm Bob Dole.
Watch out for that ledge.
Bob Dole and Electra. Erectile dysfunction. That's my story.
That's right.
That's not yours, that commie
is your story.
Pinko.
That,
I swear to God, he's
right.
A communist socialist pig that dyes his hair.
Whatever you say, sir.
Why do you get excited about Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin, home.
Oh, look at that.
I left my pills in the limo. Gotta go out and get them right now. Bob Dole.
Seems to be working.
Bob Dole drank vampire blood.
The researchers say this knowledge about ED and diabetes and heart attack more important than ever for ED sufferers to talk with their doctors about that. Oh, and you won't see this on The Office. A company in West Virginia is being sued because one of its employees allegedly promised a woman a job if he'd let her photograph her bare breasts. Or if he could touch them. This is what the interviewer wanted to know of this woman.
Where did this happen?
Let's see. This is in West Virginia. Big company in West Virginia. Welcome
to WJFK Radio. Listen, I think we could keep you on, although there's some serious budget cuts, but what we'd need you to do would be to... could I touch them, please?
We found a way around the hiring freeze.
I want you.
Heather Kelly stormed out of the office, threatening to report the man. He called her back and apologized, invited her back in. When she returned,
boobies!
She says he exposed himself and began performing a lewd act upon his person.
Oh, we know what that is.
First name Richard.
Please come back.
These stories,
something I want to show you.
Jeepers creepers.
And more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hot lesbian action TiVo alert. Next hour in your Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, beer lovers, we've got a great beer guy coming up. His name's Brian Yeager. His book is Red, White, and Brew, and he's bringing free samples.
Yay. Love it.
What could possibly go wrong? We'll talk all about beer all over the United States when we come back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.